Do you have a proof for this halacha from Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel? Rashi said this gemara we have in Perek Hashemai that in Ma he said a kavuchem with a mab mekam arush v'kov v'kovim the tefillin hasam v'ksev Rabbi Shmuel tov v'lam v'hekish chayz v'lam v'kavuchem. Rabbi Shmuel held yes that something even by kachim even though you learn it out from a hekish you could do chayz v'lam v'kavuchem. He also could do it. Now the shadow is. Therefore, I'm the Hekish. Now, so you're the Binyan Av. Can you go and have an act now with the Binyan Av? That's the Shiloh. Now she says, Mamatsinu. That's the Kudim Shinas, Halona the Kutchim Mishinu. All these Shilohs are by pastors of Kutchim, what's the Locha? Some of you have been your proof. Because really, Lelichtat Svein Abi Yashem, the Torah did not have to teach me that a Korban Yashem has to be done at second side. Otherwise, we're tasting the Binyan Av. I should learn that from the Binyan Av. Mechatis from a korban chatis. So that's the binyan av. So the ma'ichus akasvei. Why do the Torah have to write separately by an oshim? You need suffin. Why can't I make a binyan av from oshim to a chatis? Lav lemeim. Doesn't pshat. The Torah is teaching us that the dog will learn the hekish. Since the chatis itself, you only know it needs suffin because of the hekish of shikus to a korban olam is then chayzel learn the binyan av. I cannot go now and make a binyan av and amitzunu that Oshem shall descend into the chatas. So that's why I have to say separately by Oshem that you have to have seven. So when you see the question, you cannot learn out a binyan av from the hekish. Shmuel says, the time of going to your town, tasting a binyan av, meyona. Listen, making a straight binyan av, Oshem, from Korban Eila. My time will yes, and here's not even a hekish. So Samat Takasha, why can you make a binyan av? They're both Kurdish Kadoshim. Learn out Oshem directly from a Korban Eila. So what do you have to say? Mishon Dikla Mifrach, because Mishon Dikla ask the question, Mishon Dikla Mifrach, Ma Le Yola Shekin Kola, the Eila is different. Eila, so not all, Chat is different. Ma Le Chat, this is part of my life, if you were going to be amazed. So maybe that's why you need Tefen. But an Oshem did not come on a Chet of Chad of Christus, maybe Oshem does not need seven. So you have no proof. Someone says, okay. Chod and Mechod Layas. It's true. You cannot make an Oshem from either one of these two. You cannot make a binyan av not to an Eila and not to a Chatis. But still, taste the Chod Mitati. That cannot, like one from two. So, Luchur, what do you have to have all three cases for? Someone says, let's see. Mahai taste, like which one should learn out from? Mahai taste in the Nichtav, Rachmana. In which place do you want to say the Torah shouldn't have written it? That has to be done with suffering, and I'll be able to learn it out from the other places. Which one of these three, from Eila, Chatas, or Noshim, shouldn't have the Torah written in Daloch of suffering? If you want to say what, then this Rechamon, Eila, the Torah shouldn't have written about Korban Eila, fit taste in the Chatas of Yoshim. Yet the Torah just said by Korban Chatas and Korban Noshim, I would say no. Ma lahanoch, shekein mechatrim. That a chatas and a noshim come on a special chet. Moshek and Eila, even though it's Kurdish Kadoshim, it does not come on a special chet. So maybe it does not need suffering. So if you want to say, Mechta Rechamon of the chatas, the Torah shouldn't have written by Korban chatas. If it says, Mahanach, and you're not near the two from Eila and Noshim, no, Malahanach, she came to Chayim. That an Oshim and an Eila only comes from the Korban Zacho, not from the Nekeva. Moshek came, a chatas, comes even from an Akeva. So I cannot learn out a Chatas from an Hashem and from an Eila. So that's okay. Le'nichtev b'yashem, the Torah shouldn't have written it by Korban Hashem. For Tesem ha'anach, the Nath and the Binyan Av, from a Chatas and from an Eila. So that says, no, ma'al ha'anach, shekem yashem b'tzibo, to be yachid. A Korban Chatas, a Korban Eila, there is a parash of a Korban Tzibo. The Tzibo also brings a Chatas and an Eila. Ma'ashek and Hashem, there is no Hashem of a Tzibo. Therefore, I will not be able to learn out Asher from the other two. Therefore, I have to learn each one separately. Therefore, you have no proof to what I was saying before, the devil, the Mehekish, if you give the Chayz and Lemon, the Binyan Av, you have no proof from the Asher. The other Gemara says, the other Lemon, the Gzeh Roshavah, now she Yuma the Hekish, that's the opposite. Something you learn out with Gzeh Roshavah first, now could you go and make a Hekish, learn out something else from it. So the Torah Pepper says, the Pesach says, the Zeus Torah Zevach HaShlemim. This is the Torah of Korban Shlemim. The verse says, Ima HaTodah. So that's a kind of teacher, so the other Pesach. The man who comes to teach us, לתדר שבו מן המייסר. לכל פן תדר, you could bring in for money of מייסר. מייסר, מייסר שני, you could bring a תדר. כשאש למד מן התדר, וכאן דרכש משלמים שבו מן המייסר. In Pirish Peshach Nidu Vishas, you made a nedar to bring your Teda. You said, I'm not loving the money of my Tashani. You made a nedar, I'm not to bring the cover from the money of my Tashani that you have, but it's okay. That is not in the loch here, in our Teda, the Madmu, in the Teda Shabbam and the Maisa. Midias Gechem Shlemim, to yes, in the Maisa, just as we are not of a Kovim Shlemim, you could bring some money of my Tashani. In the Chachina, when you're not just a Kovim Shlemim, he had a mind to bring it, even from the money of Meister Shani. So just like a Korban Shlemim is that way, who had been a Korban Tadja is also this way. Now the Shani is Shlemim Gufayim in Elam. How do we know this Yisrael, even by Korban Shlemim? Because the person says, Shem Shem. So, Shem Shem, that says, B'Shlemim Ksir, Zavach, B'Shlemim, Zavach, Hashem. Over Meister Ksir, Zavach, 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 Well, here it's a proof that even though by Shlemim itself, we know from the Gzeira Sheva of Shem Shem, we clear it out though, from the Hekish, the Tadi, we learn out from Shlemim. So you could make a Hekish on something to learn out from the Gzeira Sheva. Oh, my lay, my Zutra, bread, you have more than a Vino. My Sadogan, Chulim, Biyam, you have no proof. My Sadogan, my Sashem, you have a Chulim, the Kalocha. And since learning out from Chulim, that's where you can go now and make out a hekish from the Gzeira Sheva. But maybe if it all would have been by Kutchin, something went out from the Gzeira Sheva, maybe by Kutchin we cannot go and make a hekish from it. So, Omalei, so Omalei said back to him, Oma Omra, is it said? Rashi says, Oma Lomel Kodesh, Omalamel Kodesh Petzmiyo, that does both of them have to be Kutchin, to Chishneim Tzrichim Shir the Kutchin, Hoyu v'lema kodesh, we're going shlemim. Shapa mishit boyim, you're learning about shlemim, kodeshim, that's the Teda. The verse, the woman, you don't know, you're learning what's teaching you. So the teaching is called shlemim, and shlemim itself, you're learning from Gzeira Sheva, so we see shlemim, but you're learning from Gzeira Sheva, you could go to learn out with a hekesh. So here at yes, you have a proof from here, you could learn out. Well, she says, the mazut yourself, you know, boss the melamed, as in, you go boss the melamed. Not the melamed, we're learning that from, learning that from Meister, Meister Shani Yitzchumim Tziyav Mepuf. Now, Lama Kodesh, he said, Om Nizbog No Om Alei, Om Om Alei, Lama Kodesh, Om Lama Kodesh, do you have to have both? That's part of his question. No, it's not just have, there's both do not have to be Kodeshim, it's not just the Lama that's Kodeshim. So if I have a good proof, that even though it's Kodeshim, still I can make a Gzeira Sheva, I can make a Hekish from a Gzeira Sheva. Now the Shadow is, Devra halomad b'gzera sheva, ma'al sheyuma b'gzera sheva. Something you learn out the halacha from gzera sheva, so make now another gzera sheva to learn out the simple cells. Oh, my Rami Bachomer, Tanya, bring your proof. First it says, Seles ma'veches. By ma'veches, that's by mincha, so lemadnu v'revucha shebo Seles. We know that mincha brought from revucha comes from Seles. That's why it's lemadnu revucha. Chalas mevushelis b'mayim tchila shebetayde shebo selis lekemach. That the first chalas that are first are cooked in water first, that's the learner from avechas. It's cooked in water, so you know it's made from selis and not just from kemach. It's made from selis from fine flour. So that you know from revucha. But chalas minan, how do we know the chalas that are baked first? Rashi says, shlesh shemina matzah yesh ben. Chalas, rekik revucha chalas, shebo minayin shebem selis. How do we know the chalas of the Tadis Lechem also comes from selis, fine flour? Chalas minayin, tamalayna, chalas, chalas, tigzeru sheva, zanema chalas, benema revucha chalas. Salena from gzeru sheva. Salena gzeru sheva, that chalas are from selis. Now, rekikim minayin, how do we know that rekikim, this type of mats also have to be from selis? Time never matters, matters never gzeir v'sheva. So you see a double limit of gzeir v'sheva, clearing out another gzeir v'sheva. Oh, my Lord, Ravina, Mimahu told you the matters, matters. Michalas gomu said gzeir v'sheva. If some chalas, Vilma Mimapa Tana gomu. Maybe make a gzeir v'sheva from a mapa Tana. And there you do not learn enough from the Gezeira Sheva. But there it says clearly you have to have Seilus. So clearly you have no proof that one Gezeira Sheva could be learned back to another Gezeira Sheva. Maybe you have the second one of that Gezeira Sheva, but it's a Limud Mamish. And Rama Rav Rama says like this, time you learn, the Pesach says, V'kir bo yapir shoy, v'oitzi. You have to take out its Kerev, and the Pesach you have to take out. So what's the drasha over here? Melamed shemotziya shalom. You take it out complete. Rashi says shemotziya kol par shalom. You carry out the whole par when it's complete. The netachi, if it's chopped up first, hakol yotze beitzachas hanestach in the kibur of the pirshay. So it says it goes in only one shot. So it says the kol pirshay tziya melamed shemotziya shalom. Yoch I would put the same by these poem on the shlofim. You suffer a shalom, maybe you burn those things with shalom also. Nemakan Rosh of a Krov. The Neman Halad Rosh of a Krov. It says over there. Rashi says, Bo'ilas, then thanks of Rav HaKain as a Rosh of Siv Kibay Krov. So Ma'alan, just like my Krov in Eloh, I do need to rech. First I have to be cut up into pieces. Is Afkan, but a poor man is threatening, I do need to rech. But before you burn it, you have to cut it up first. Even Ma'alan, maybe over there by Krov in Eloh, the hefshit, you have to skin it first. Maybe Yafkan here, but a poem on the swath most of the hefshit, you have to skin it first. Talmud, the post says, the kibbutz appearshay. So, kibbutz appearshay, must without skinning it. My Talmud, what's the drush? How do we know not to skin it? So, my answer is, I'm a popo. Kishem shepirshay, the kibbutz, just like the perish, the junk, is inside it. Kach, besara biyorei, who had in the skin that you have to burn, with the meat you have to burn, is also inside the skin. That's a limud of the poem on the shrafim. When you burn the meat, it's with the skin. Now, the time you learn Rebbe Yomer, Nemo kan all, Ubosso perish, it says here by the poem on the shrafim, these three things. The Nemo lahalan, it says, by the power, Mashiach, all Ubosso perish. Is now lahalan, then it